Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 8. On this mountain the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. Seri Perebinus opened his social media account to discover, with the rest of the world, that his family had died in Kiev, trying to escape death. "I lost everyone," he said. "I lost the meaning of life." Many in Ukraine may find it hard to celebrate Easter this year. Surrounded by destruction and death, they may not feel much like celebrating. But God has given a reason to celebrate, even to those shrouded by the world's worst atrocities. The reason is Easter. Jesus' resurrection is the death of death. It is the destruction of the devil. It is the deletion of disgrace. For the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Jesus will reign from now till the day of his return. On that victorious day, the dead will rise to live. This new life won't just offer an escape from everything bad. All who believe in him will experience and enjoy eternal life as God intended, a life that will flood our senses with good things. No, we have not lost anything. Even when everything seems lost. For Jesus lives, and his resurrection guarantees that he can transform even the most painful human occurrence into good for his people. So raise a glass and raise the victory cry. This is our God. We trusted in him, and he saved us. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Jesus, take me with you from the grave of sin, doubt, sorrow, and death, and let me share in your victory, life, joy, and glory. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.